In the previous chapter, we learned that the Carnot cycle was not practical for vapor or gas power cycles. So we introduced the more practical Rankine and Brayton power cycles. For closely related reasons, Carnot refrigeration cycles are not practical either. Not for vapor compression, and not for gas refrigeration cycles. The two big questions that come to mind are, why are the Carnot refrigeration cycles impractical, and how can we modify the Carnot cycles to make a more useful cycle? We'll answer the first question on the next page, and the second question in lessons C and E of this chapter.